Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Nun Vav. Daf Nun Vav, we started Hakonis yesterday, sixth parak in Maseches Baba Kama. Okay, we are on the two dots, Tanya on Nun Hey, Amabez towards the bottom. Tanya, Amar Yeshua, Arba Advarim, Ha'osa Osan, Patum Midine, Adam V'chayiv Dine Shemayim. There are four actions where if someone does them, they are Chayiv Bedine Shemayim, but Pater Bedine Adam. Rashi quotes Ksavar Grama Benizakin Pater. That might be on the on the first line of this Tosefta. So this, all these are considered somewhat of a Grama, and therefore you're going to be Pater. You're going to be Chay Bedine Shemayim because really you shouldn't have done it. What exactly does that mean? Chay Bedine Shemayim. Whenever it says this, Chay Vlatzei Sidei Shemayim. So Rashi Maseches Gittin Adaf Nun Gimel says that unless you pay, you're going to get Peronis. Chayev b'dine shemayim, peranus l'shalem l'rishaim sheniskavim l'hafsides Yisrael. There's a specific case over there. Really, Rashi says, peranus l'shalem sounds like from Rashi that you should pay. In all these cases, you should pay. And there is some type of theoretical chiyev. And if you pay, you'll take care of it and you won't be chayev latzis de shemayim. Where this comes up is, l'may nafkamina, you should pay, you shouldn't pay, it comes up by tfisa. Tfisa, what happens if you Omi bidei shemayim, and then I go and grab it, I take it from you. So is that legal? And is that am I allowed to keep it? Do we say tefisa mafkinan or lo mafkinan? So this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, it's Simin Chav Ches Sif Aleph in Choshen Mishpat, where one of the cases that we're about to see is discussed, where you know edus for your friend and you don't say anything about it. You're kovesh eduso, but you're only one aid. You're not two aidim. You're one aid. Vim kovesh eduso pater midine adam v'chayv v'dine shemayim. And if I'm kovish my edus, so then it's I'm padu yad b'chayv b'dinei shemayim. And then the Shabrama says the ed echem lo yoyed ala b'davar b'dvar mamon shemevi echel de shvua o b'dvar iser lafrushim eisura. So only by the way applies, says the Rama, if the one aid could accomplish something by testifying, they can be b'chayv b'shvua, they could prevent the person from doing an iser. Elo, aval, I'm sorry, aval, quoting the Gemara Pesachim now, im kvar nasa ha iser, if this one aid that somebody didn't have error. I want to come to Bezer and say he did the Aveira. Is there anything accomplished in that testimony? Stam Rechilus. Stam, you know, if I know somebody with Chal Shabbos, but I'm only one aid. So there's no Shvua involved. There's no anything. And there was no Hasra. So then, Lo Ya'id, De'eno Ela Kavosi Shemer El Chavero. That's supposed to show me not allowed to give testimony for no reason. That's just, it's an amazing Rashbam in Arve Pesachim, which seems to say that every time we give Eidus, it's Ase Docha Lo Sase. The assay of giving edus is docha the los assay of lashon hara and of rechilus. So if there's no mitzvah to testify, you can't testify. If there is, then I say docha los assay. But if not, like this Rama says in Chav Ches Aleph, then you can't if there's no purpose. Stop talking about your friend in public, so that you're not allowed to do. So the Pisrei Tshuva there has two opinions whether in these cases of Pati B'dini Adam, Chayv B'dini Shemayim, if you do tfisa, it doesn't work. And he quotes the Shach, he quotes the Yamshel Shlomo. Which Yamshel Shlomo? Yamshel Shlomo in our Gemara. Yamshel Shlomo in our Gemara has the Chilik, which all the Nosei Chilik quote. But it depends. Tfisa works depending on what type of Chayav Latzis Yidei Shemayim there is. If there's a Chayav Latzis Yidei Shemayim where there really is a Chayav, but you're Pater for some other reason. For example, let's say Kimle B'drabibinei, says the Yamshel Shlomo, where you owe Misa and Mamon, and for some reason you're not going to get killed. Let's say it was Shogeg. Right, Tarnit Mechizki, as we know, that even Chayvim Mitzvah Shokigin, you are going to be Pater from the Mamon. But there already, there's a Chiyav Mamon, he says. So there's a real Chiyav Latzis Zdei Shemayim, and therefore, if somebody's Toface, then they keep it. But if it's a case of Latzis Zdei Shemayim, that is a case of Grama, like it's, oh, I'm only Chayav Latzis Zdei Shemayim, and not really Chayav because it's Grama, so then you can't be Toface, because that's not enough of a Chiyav to be Chayav you. That's Latzis Zdei Shemayim, but it's not a real mamon. That's not like Kimle, where there's a real chiyuv, but there's a poter. But here, there's not strong enough chiyuv. That's what he says. Hilka chechad lo avdino l'chumra. In a case where like Kimle, kom b'shoge, nucha lo marsha asvara no senes, she'itav as lo mafkinan minei, ta'a sof chayavu. Aval hecha shagrama b'di zakinu, ve'ein bu chiyuv min adin, ela Latzis Zdei Shemayim, imkei pshita, di'itav as mafkinan minei, you take it from him. So all the cases of our Gemara are going to be cases of grama. So the Amshar Shlomo would say in those cases that you cannot be tofes, because those are weaker forms of chiyuv Latzis Zdei Shemayim. Okay, that's the Amshar Shlomo's chiluk here, quoted by the Shach and the other Nosei Kelim there on the Shulchan Aruch at the beginning of Simen Chav Ches and Choshen Mishpat. Just one other shita. So again, Rashi said, what's Chiyav Latzis Zdei Shemayim? It's Chiyav Peranus and pay to protect yourself. The Me'iri here has a very strong language. The Chiyuv Lazeh Shemayim is a real bona fide Chiyuv. Real bona fide Chiyuv. And he's talking about our cases here. So maybe he would argue on the Amshel Shlomo. The Amshel Shlomo said, it's not really a Chiyuv here. That's why Tfisa wouldn't work. But listen to the words of the Me'iri. Kol shekasav no lav kan shu chayiv b'dinei shemayim pirusho shu chayiv bo b'hishavon. He's chayiv to return it. Shekol hasheneu marli, quoting the Hashlama now. Kol sheneu marlav chayiv b'dinei shemayim pasul hu le'edus. Achi Yashiv. If you have a chayiv lazei shemayim, you're pasul le'edus. We know there are two types of psul le'edus. One psul le'edus is somebody who's here to Russia. Who's a Russia? A Russia is somebody who does an avera that's chayiv malchus or worse. Malchus, Misa, Kares, Chayiv Malchus are words. That's called a Rasha, and he's Pasul Eidus. But then you have the other category of Pasul Eidus, Rasha the Chamas. Anybody who does an Aveira involving money. Ribis, and Ona'a, and Ganef, and Misachi Bekuvia, all of those, gambler, right? So all of those are Pasul Rasha the Chamas. So says the Hashlama, until you return the money, you're Pasul Eidus. Which is Mashma, is a real bona fide Chiyuv. The Nirin Advarim, says the Meiri, I agree with him. Shemei Achashu Chayiv Lahashiv, Toras Gzela Chala Alav Ache Yashiv. It's Gezel. It's Gezel? Bezin says you're not Chayiv, it's only Chayiv Bide Shemayim. Yet there is. The Meiri has a very strong formulation that it's a real Chiyiv, but Bezin is just not going to enforce it. Right? So that brings the Chiyiv Lasei Shemayim much closer to a real Chiyiv. And Lachora, he's explaining, using this to explain our Gemara, he would argue on that Yamshel Shlomo, who says that your only chayiv tfisa would work only in cases of where there's a real chiyuv, like in a kimle case, but not in the case of grama. All these cases are going to be grama, so that is the Me'iri. Okay, that is right. Obviously, this is different than the hashkafic and colloquial chiyuv latzei sidei shemayim that we use. You know, latzei shemayim, you know, do it or a certain type of behavior. But this is talking about real monetary issues in our cases. Okay. Baruch Hashem, we've done one line. Let's continue. Says Rabbi Yeshua again in the Tosefta. Yeshua says there are four actions that are Pater Medina Adam Mechai Medina Shemayim. The Elohein. Haporeitz Geder Befnei Behemas Chaveros. The Tosefta is going to list off four cases, and then the Gemara on the Amun Aleph today is going to discuss each of those four cases. So, number one, if you break down a fence in front of your friend's animal, so then your friend's animal goes out. Or you bend the stalks of your friend in front of a fire, and you cause them to get burned. Number two, if you hire false witnesses to testify. Number four, if you testify, if you know testimony for someone and you don't testify. Again, each one of these seems on the surface possibly to be direct. So we're going to have to figure out why is this only Latzi Seh Shemayim. So Amar, case number one. If I break down the fence in front of my friend's animal, say for the animal goes out and damages or gets damaged. So hey chidami, what exactly is the case? So E lema bakosa bari. Are we talking about a bakosa bari, a strong wall? So there's a nice strong wall in front of my friend's animal, and I break down the wall, and now that animal goes out and, you know, gets damaged. Or let's say something comes in and damages it. Either way, because of bari b'dini adam namil chayv. So that's a real hezek. Even b'dini adam you should be chayv. Chayv on what? Machlokas b'shonim. Rashi and Tosas both here say you should be chayv on the wall. Be chayv on the wall. You broke down a strong wall of your friend. Chayv on the wall, and on the behema though, that's grama, right? That's you didn't do anything specifically on the animal. So as Rashi quotes, v'abehema lekel amemer to b'chayv to hatnan partzu olis tempater. Right? After all, the Mishnah we had yesterday said, if robbers come in and break down the wall, so you're not responsible. What'd you do? What'd you do? And what'd the listim do? Right? That's, they didn't do anything. They broke down the wall. But they created a situation now, which then could cause problems. But says Rashi, and says Tosfos also on the bottom, so Elam, if you see we're talking about a big, strong wall, so even b'dini adam shmi mechayiv. The Ra'ah in the Shidduch Kubat says, shmi mechayiv even on the behema. Even on the behema. If you break down a strong wall, you should be chayiv even on the behema. Why? Says the Ra'ah, Elim b'kosel bari b'dini adam na'ani l'chayiv, al tashlumei ha-behema, shechayiv v'adai l'shalei mosa, kivan shene'evda b'shvil pritzas ha-kosel sheparatz, hu mazik gomor hu. He is a mazik gomor, adam ha-mazik. You break down your friend's wall, and you create the situation of the animal able to be damaged, mazik gamar does not only have to do with you touch the mazik, I don't know exactly what his definition is, but he's definitely including the animal here. Unlike Rashi and Tosfos, who just say you chayv on the wall, you broke the wall, but also on the tashlume behema. That's what he says. So why isn't it grama? So maybe he's assuming it's more of a garmi. He doesn't say it. Maybe
he threw down the object and then ran down and took away the pillow.
Right, he threw down the object, took away the pillow. So again, so at the purpose number one, meaning what's the difference between taking away the pillow while the thing is falling down? That's even worse because there it's about to break and you take it down. Right, so you have to figure out exactly how that would work in. Unless he would say again that we've shown him many times when he had these cases of patur chayev. They could always have, oh, that's according to the Manda Amar, that's potetin is a garmi. Oh, this is according to the Manda Amar, that's chayev. We're going to talk again more about garmi. We alluded to it already last week, but that is the case. So again, elema, if you say you're talking about a big, strong wall, so even the other should be chayev on the wall, ela bakosa ru'ua. We're talking about a wall that's fallen down already. It's a broken down wall. So Rashi says, dilo mistar koi. It's falling down. It's going to be nistar by itself. It's going to fall down. So you just hastened a little bit the falling down. Therefore, you're not going to be chayev. Right, this is unlike where Rahman al-Islam, somebody hastens the death of somebody, so that's considered ritzicha, because every moment of life is infinitely valuable. But the moment of life of a wall is somewhat different, and therefore even if you hasten it, you're not going to be chayef. That's case number one. Case number two, Amar Mar. Hakofi kamasol shel chaveru b'pnei hadleika. If you bend your friend's kama, your friend stalks in front of the fire. So again, hey chidami, what's that case? Is it that once you bend his straw into the path of the fire, then a normal natural wind is going to burn it up? So you put something in front of the fire, so even b'dini adam should be chayiv. We'll get back to that. Ela demati baruch she'ena mitsuya. So it must be no. It's a case where the fire is going to come in a ruach she'ena mitsuya, an unusual wind. And what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that you're chayiv b'dini shemayim there. You would think, as the Gemara is going to say later on, that it's real shayna mitsuya, you're not chayv at all. So the answer is no, you're even chayv b'dinei shemayim. What are you doing putting this stuff in front of the fire? So what that you need is somewhat of an unusual wind. You shouldn't be doing that in your chayv b'dinei shemayim. For Rav Ashi Amar, and Rav Ashi says, tamun itmar. No, we're talking about a case of tamun. We should deshavi tamun ba'esh. What happens? What does it mean that kofif kamaso shel chavero? It means that you covered your friend's items as the fire was coming. So you ended up creating tamun, and now the one who lit the fire is putter. Because there's a putter tamun ba'esh. So you cause problems. Now he's not going to get paid. So there, you're not chayev because you didn't light the fire, but you indirectly caused a ptur, and therefore you won't get paid, and that's why you're going to be chayev b'dinei shemayim.
Why is that a better answer? That's what Machlokes
Tanaim. So we're going to get, why is that a better answer? Because you might say that the second answer holds, that a ruach she'ena mitsuya, like what was the havamina? The havamina was that you're not going to be even chayev b'dinei shemayim, because it's ruach she'ena mitsuya, it's ones. So you might say that's why we had to come up to the second answer. The second answer maybe says has to have the first answer because of Machlokes Tanaim. So each one has to say the other one. 2 points on just this last line, then we'll get back to the previous line. When is something determined as tamun? When the fire was lit, or when the actual damage occurred? So it sounds like from this Gemara that it's the later time. It sounds like because you covered in front of the, it's not 100% mochrach. I think the Minchas Chinuch discusses this. I don't remember. I forgot to look it up. But it sounds like from this Gemara that it's because you created Tamun before the fire comes. So therefore, that's what it's going to go by. That's what it sounds like. Tamun, number one. The question here is asked. The Ramban asked this, and Kuchas Din is a Garmi. It's Kuchas on Garmi, and that is, why isn't this at least Garmi? If you cover your friend's item, what's the difference between burning up your friend's shtar and covering his, right? In that case, you cause him not to be able to collect a shtar that says he's owed $100, and here, you cause him not to be able to collect. In both cases, you're causing a problem to a shibud that your friend has. So what's the difference? Ask the Ramban. So the Ramban answers, but here you have someone else who's the real mazik, right? The real mazik who should be responsible. It's not just a Baal Chov who owes money, but you have somebody who causes the problem. Who caused the problem? The mavir. So if you go to the mat, you can't say that you did garmi here. Because he was the one that's real, the Baal Hanezek, the Baal HaTakola. So that's what the Ramban says. He is the Iker, and therefore you can't have you can't say that he's going to be chayiv like a case of burning somebody's shtaros. Or the Meiri here says, what the Havamim is going to be later on, because here the person Katina, I was trying to help you. I was covering your items. I don't want them to get burned. So he can't be mechayiv him, even if he's lying. Because he has that out, there's a possibility that he was trying to do L'Shem Shamayim, so that's why you can't be mechayiv him. And if he means it, he's also going to be chayiv din Shamayim. That's what Tosas is going to ask later on. Doesn't Hashem know? Okay, so we're going to get to that in a few minutes. Okay, so that is the Ramban and the Meiri on the issue of Taman. But just go back a line, which Tosas discusses. What was the first day of the Gemara? The Gemara says that if you push your friend's straw in the line of fire, so you're going to be chayiv b'dinei shamayim, in a ruach she'ena mitsuya. So Tosfos says, what do you see from here? Not only if you bring a fire close to somebody's property are you chayiv, if you bring somebody's property close to the fire, you're chayiv. It doesn't matter. Meaning, Tosfos says, v'yem tomar on top. Kivan she'en chilek ben makariv davar eitz ala eish, ben makariv ha'eish eitz ala davar. What do you see from this Gemara? It doesn't matter what you're bringing close, the fire or the item. So why in Masechah Sanhedrin does it say, let's say you tie somebody down, and it's nice weather at the moment when you tie him down, but you know it's going to get boiling hot in the desert, or it's going to get freezing, and you cause them to die. Right? You put him in the case, sof chama lavo, or so sina lavo. It's going to get hot and cold enough to kill him. So it says you're potter there, because you were just makarev them to the dangerous situation. You didn't bring the dangerous situation to them. But our Gemara says there's no difference whether you bring the fire close or you bring the item close. Says the Gemara, says Tosas, what's the difference? So one difference you might say is Misa and Nezek. You might be able to do Misa and Nezek. Misa even more liftar, meaning there might be a higher standard for a Misa Ritzicha. What? So this is Vedina Shemayim, but it's still talking about a Hezek, right? So you might say Ritzicha is also Vedina Shemayim. So let's see for a minute. So the Yesh Lomar, so the Tosfos answers, Devadai ikafto veheviyo b'makam shesol chamosin alavo o ari chayef. In the case over there, if you would have brought them to the situation, you would have been chayef. But there's an ukipta there. The ukipta there is, the person's there already. You just tied him up. He's already in the place where the fire or the cold is going to come. Aval hasamayri shekafto b'makam shahaya. Flozizimim komo. That's why. You're right. If you would have brought them close to the situation, that's kirev leish. So therefore, it would be a problem. And you would be chayiv. It's just that over there, it's talking about a case where he was there already, and you just tied him up. That's Tosfos' answer. The Tosfos Rid has a different answer. He says there's a difference between a fire coming and the sun and cold coming later on. The fire's on its way. You see the fire coming. So that's going to be bavada. That's going to be attributed to you. Because you put him right there. Right, the Shemesh Vitzino lo katli miyad kiim beichur gadol. The sun's going to come in a couple of hours. V'yavagav dematu yesh lahem yesh dematia hatzina. Aval ha'or dekali miyad kiven shesof alavo in lecha ma'isa gadol mimenu. Difference in terms of how close it is, but how close and soon it is determines how much we can attribute this to your ma'isa hezek. Okay, so that's in terms of bringing the person close to the fire, bringing the fire close to the person, or the damage. That is all case number two. Kovev kumaso b'fnei shol chaveiro. Number three, Amar Mar. Hasocher edei sheker. So if you hire out false witnesses, that's the next case where you are going to be chayev b'dinei shamayim. So heichidami, ilei melanavshei. Is it a case where you hired witnesses to testify for you, and you got money from Ruvain? So mamonu boy shlume. What do you mean? Then you have somebody else's money? So you're going to have to pay. You should be chayef even b'dine Adam. So, Ela l'chavre. No, you hired witnesses that Reuven owes Shimon money. Right, l'chavre. And therefore, you don't have any money. You didn't get any money out of it. So therefore, that's the case. That's case number three, that you are going to be chayef b'dine Shemayim. Ask 2 points. Number one, the Ra'ah, again, in the Shimon Kabetzah says, where are we? Where's my Shita? Says the Shita, let's say it was true. Let's say Reuven owes you money, but you have no witnesses to it. So you hire false witnesses and get the money. So in that case, obviously, says the Ra'ah, you're not going to be chayif. Mishum, right, Dini Adam, or Dini Shemayim, because it's your money. You are going to be chayif, Nidvar Sheker Tirchak. That's what he says. He says, "Socher the sheker lahadal dvar emes bein lanafshi bein lachavre enu chayel afilu b'dinah shemayim elasha over mashkasa b'torah midrash sheker tirchak." The first one point out, he says, it doesn't even say midrash sheker don't do tirchak, stay far away from it, right? Even very much beyond. So that's what the Ra says. If you need to, you shouldn't do it. But if that's your only way out, that's what you do. Tosfos here says, look in the middle of Tosfos Ella, fourth line, dafka socher. Only if you hire out witnesses are you going to be chayav dinei shamayim. But what if you amar? You just convince your friends to testify for you. You didn't hire them out. You just got them to pater midinei shamayim. Then you pater even midinei shamayim. Why? To savor shelo yishmu lo. Oh, so we'll see that. So you think they're not going to listen to you. Exactly. That the svara being ein shleich l'dvar avera, and therefore you are one of the svaras of ein shleich l'dvar avera is this, that you don't think that they're going to listen to you. The question, though, is asked. Tosis does not ask it, but the other mafarshim ask it. In the Shimon Kubetzes, the Ksos asks it here in Simin Lamed Beis. One second. We had a Gemara in Misachas Kedushin, Dafim Gimel, Machlokes. That's the Sugyas of Shleich Dvar Aveira. If you hire somebody to kill someone, so we know that ain't Shleich Dvar Aveira, so the actual murderers are Chayev. But there's another Brisa that seems to say that the sender is Chayev, right? The Gemara quoted Pesukim by David HaMelech, when David took care of Uriah. Is considered that David killed Uriah, even though he actually didn't, he sent his general. So the Gemara there says, well, it depends, Dine Shemayim and Dine Adam. But Dine Adam, so then, obviously, David HaMelech is not going to be Chayev. Dine Shemayim is going to be Chayev. But our Gemara is all talking about Dine Shemayim. What did Tosfos say? By Omar, you know, you're not going to be Chayev at all. Over there it says you are Chayev Dine Shemayim. Steering the Gemaras. Are you Chayev Dine Shemayim when you send somebody? Or do you say, I didn't think you would do it? So the Ksos answers, the Ksos answers, over here we're talking about Dini Mamanis. Dini Mamanis, you're going to be Pater Midine Adam, Chayim Dine Shemayim. That's what, I'm sorry, over here you're going to be Pater Midine Adam if you just say it, and if you don't hire them. A total Ptur, because you didn't think you would do it. In terms of Hashkafik Isser, you're going to be Isser in both cases. That's the difference. Our Gemara is talking about a Mamanis issue, says the Ksos, while the Dakamara, the linear, the kan mayri michiv tashlum b'dini shemayim, and that's going to be totally potter. Aval onish b'dini shemayim vada yisle afilu amenos sochron mishum the af the ancient lech levar avera onish b'dini shemayim. Even in all those cases of ancient lech levar avera, Kosh Baruch Hu is going to still take it out on you. So therefore, says the Ksos, that's the difference. Mamanis versus isur. The Gemara there discusses David HaMelech. That might be also like a case of schirus. So David can't use the excuse, I didn't think he would do it. Yeah. Right? That's what he can't. Maybe that's why maybe that's another difference. But I don't think the Gemara here is specifically done by David. I mean, I think it's also quotes a Raisa. But another answer is the Pnei Yeshua here. The Pnei Yeshua says another difference. V'lini really Yashiv. V'hadam rina b'kiddushin dashalei achayev dina shamayim. In kiddushin when you chayev. Hainu hecha shahashliach asa hamaisa b'tzibu shalom shalayach. This is specific. The mishaleach asked the shliach to do something. Sheikra ma'isa miyuchan lahamishaleach shechafitz b'zeh ha'inyan. And the shliach does it for me. And without me, he wouldn't do it. And that's why yechayev b'dinei shamayim. What about here? What's the case here? I hire somebody to testify that Reuven owes Shimon money. Is he really acting for me, purely, exclusively? I'm an outsider. Mashenki, but he did it done. But Omer lechaver lahayde the sheker lahotzi me Reuven leShimon. Lo shayakan shluchah on kamoso. The lav shluchahu. Who shliach is he? It's probably Reuven shliach. Reuven didn't even ask him to testify. V'cheno edim vada in osan lekayim rutzon haOmer bilvad. Ela balava achinami haya osan lerutzon abaldin. This is Omer. Therefore, you cannot attribute the entire ma'isa to the mishaleach. He probably would do it anyway, because what? I'm convincing you to testify about Reuben and Shimon, so that's why you wouldn't say, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira here. Okay, that's the Ksos, Sibel Amud Beis, and the Pnei Yoshua. Okay, Vaiter. So that was case number three. Case number four. V'hayodea Eidus L'Chaveiro Veino Me'elo. Fourth case that your Chayv Dinei Shemayim is if you know testimony for your friend and you don't testify for them. But my Eskinon. So what exactly is the case that we were talking about? Ilema Babe Trey, is it two people that no testimony for someone. Pshita d'oraisa hu. Of course, you're chayv din shemayim there. That's a din d'oraisa. Moya given us avono. Right, the fifth parak in Sefer VaYikra. Right, parak of Karban Asham. Right, of course you're going to be chayv. Right, if you know two edim no testimony related to money about someone and they swear about it, then they don't know testimony. That's an asham. Right, shvuas hapikadon. Right now, shvuas edus. I think that's one of the Olavio rates, right? It's one of the Olavio rates before the Chatas. I misspoke, right? Asham is afterwards, but Shavuos Eidus is an Olavio rate. So Elav Achad. So if it's two people, obviously you have a carbon if you go all the way, but you're obviously Chayv Din Shemayim because you're not testifying for him and you could accomplish something. So it must be one. It's the only one aid. Bechad, you're one aid, and you're not testifying is really not causing him a loss. Monetarily, so therefore, you're only going to be chayiv b'dinei shamayim. Ask the Gemara v'suleka. These are the only four cases that you're pater b'dinei adam and chayiv b'dinei shamayim. The yaika, there are eight other cases. What cases? Ose malacha b'mechatas u'beparas chatas. What's the case? Somebody has para aduma water. Para aduma water. They have a para aduma. They have the ashes, and they mixed it in. So, and you do malacha with that water, right? Which passels the water. Right, you do malacha with that water. Pater midini adam v'chayv dinei shemayim. Right, you're pater. You're pater midini adam. So that's another case. What exactly is malacha here, and why you pater? So Rashi quotes. Right. So Rashi quotes the Gemara in Gittin and Gimel. Hezek she'eno nikar lo shmei hezek. Right. Hezek she'eno nikar. Any type of damage that you do that is not nikar. Let's say I put an insect on my friend's truma, a dead insect. Then I take it off. Let's say. So it's hezek she'eno nikar, right? Yayin esech, right? In many cases of hezek she'eno nikar, you can't see any damage just by looking at it. So hezek she'eno nikar. So that's why you're going to be pater. But if you look at Rashi here, he says that there's a gillion hashatz here in Kiveiger points out that doesn't work with the flow of that Gemara, because that Gemara in Gittin Nun Gimel, the major sugyas of hezek she'eno nikar, says this works. The p'tur works according to the mandamar of lo shmei hezek. But according to the mandamar of shmei hezek, what do? So the Gemara says, I'll come up with a case where even the man d'amar shmei hezek, you're going to be pater. What's the case? Where all you did with this water is use it as a weight on a different side of a scale from something else. That's malacha, where you don't do something but guf hadavar, and therefore, even if you say shmei hezek, you're going to be pater. That's what the Gemara says. Look what Rashi here said. In the previous Rashi, what was the malacha we're talking about here? Sheshakal kineged on mishkolos, that you put weights kineged them. So ask them for kiveger. So now we're even going to the mandamar of lo shmei hezek. Even going to the mandamar of shmei hezek, right? So why does Rashi why is Rashi forced to say that this gemara is only according to the mandamar of hezek shenikar lo shmei hezek? The gemara there in Gittin says if it's a case of shakal connect on mishkolos, which Rashi says is the case here, that works even according to the mandamar of shmei hezek. Sarich iyun, he leaves it as a question. Okay, you have to work out that Rashi. That is number one. Extra case. Also, v'ha'ika hanosit samamavis b'fnei behemas chaveiro. The case we had earlier, right? If you put poison in front of your friend's animal, patim medini adam chayim dina shemayim. Also, you patim medini adam chayim dina shemayim. As we had earlier, we discussed, remember, the Shavuos Yaakov about putting out the poison on Shabbos. In terms of muksa, someone wanted to bring a raya from here that just like your putter, it's going to be mutter on Shabbos. So he said, how can you compare nezek to Shabbos? V'ha'ika, and also we had ha'shaleich hazabeira. If you send your animal in the hands of a cherishot of a katan, pater medini adam chayiv dina shemayim. You're pater medini adam because you didn't do the actual hazak, but you're chayiv dina shemayim. V'yayiken also hamavis es chaveiro. If you scare your friend, if you scream in his ear, or if you blow shofar in his ear, mavis. Rashi quotes takalo ba'azno pitom. You blew in his ear, ubaso, and you scared him and you caused damage. Dolo avid le maisa begufo. You didn't touch him. You didn't touch him, Rashi says. Therefore, you're going to be pater b'dini adam v'chayiv b'dini shamayim. If you look at the Gemara later on, where this comes up, Daf Tzadik Aleph, where you see it's a cross-reference, the Gemara there gives a different reason. Rashi seems to say your pater cause that you didn't do a ma'isa b'gufo. The Gemara there says, ihu ivis anafshe. What does that mean? So the first one there, Shimon Kubetza, seems to say that when he's scared, he could have lowered his ear and jumped back. Because he didn't, he also took part in the loss, and therefore that's why you're going to be pater. Rashi says he didn't do a Maisa Bagufo. That was a case of
Abed.
That was if he hit his ear. That was if he hit the ear. Right. That was the case. That was the sugya of Abed in the Tzil Manafshe, the first half of the second, the third parak, I think. Right. Right. That was the Abed in the Tzil Manafshe sugyas. Where is that on Chav Zayinam Abayz? So there it spoke about. Right. Right. Lerakuva Shalosh. Right. That was the top of the next Amud where the man did it at the morning of a Shabbos. Right, he did it again just because that he would be chai. He didn't have enough change, so he hit him again. Remember that Gemara? But again, there I think it's talking about shakal padna, right? Shakal padna demara machya. He hit him. Right, there was something physical there. Something physical there. Okay, that was a person's, it was somebody's name. Okay, we'll have to look back. Okay, let's go weiter. Okay, we'll find it later. Okay. It was a Shabbos morning, so it's not going to be every 7. Okay, weiter. The Aika Nishbra Kad Rishus Arabim Velo Saka. What happens if your Kad fell down in Rishus Arabim and you didn't remove it, and somebody fell on it, Naflagam Velo Amida, your camel fell down and you didn't pick up the camel, and you had time to pick up the camel. Remeir Machai Vanzek, Avacham Omer for the Padib Di Adam Chai Di Shemayim. So you see these 5 cases that are other examples. So why does the Tosefta only give these 4? So in Miha Ika Tuva, there are plenty of them, you're right. Bahani Yasrichale, but these, there's a chiddush about them. Mao the Tema Bedini Shraim Namilo Lachayev, on all these cases, you might have said Pater totally. There's a reason to say Pater, Kamash Malan. Kamash Malan, that's the chiddush of the Tosefta in all these cases. Now let's go through each one. You might have said, Kivan de la Mistere Koi, Ma'avid. Since the wall's about to fall down anyway, what did he do? B'din Shemayim Na'am Elo L'chayiv, he should be Pater totally. Kamash Malon, he's Chayiv, B'din Shemayim. Hakoviv Kamasa Shal Chaveru Na'ami. Also, the case where you bend your friend's items into the fire, Ma'od Atema, you might say that he's able to say, Lema mi aviyadan adasi roshayim mitsuya. I didn't know an unusual wind is coming. Ubedin Shemayim Nami Lo L'chayiv, and it shouldn't be Chayiv B'din Shemayim. Kamash Malon. That's why that's the Chiddush. Ugar Bashi Da'amar Nami Tamun Itmar. And also the second day, Ba'u Detema Anoki Suya Kasite. Neile, I covered it for you. Come on. I did something good. Ubedin Shemayim Nami Lo L'chayiv. I did something to help you out. And I should be Pater even B'din Shemayim. Kamash Malon. Kamash Malon, you're so Chayiv B'din Shemayim. Estosis, Hashem knows. What's the Havamim? Right. He could have said that you would have thought that he could say, I covered it, and therefore I'm not Chayiv Dinah Shemayim. Kamash Malon, or I'm Chayiv Dinah Shemayim. What kind of Havamim Maskan is that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what his Kavana was. He has Tosfos, Kisuya Kasite, V'yim Tomar, Galui V'yadua, Lamakom, Lamanis Kavain, Im Latova Im Lara. What kind of Havamim Maskan is this? Lamaisa, if you had good Kavanas, Hashem won't punish you. If you had bad Kavanas, Hashem will punish you. So what's the Nafkamina? So one Nafkamina could be Tvisa. One afgamina is halachically, what are we allowed? We don't know. You're right, but what are we allowed to assume? So that's the first sugya we started off today by. If somebody's chayv dinah shemayim, are you allowed to go and take it? But Tosfos gives a different answer. Tosfos says v'yesh lomar da'afilu b'miskavin latova, even where you have good kavanas, shelo yemaher lisrof, that you don't want it to get burned. V'yuchal lahatzu b'alavais b'tokach, even if you have good kavanas, mikom makom b'dinah shemayim chayev. Maybe dinah shemayim you'll still be chayev. Why? Di'iboy leliz dahurei. You got to know Hilchos Tamun. Right? You're trying to protect, but maybe Hashem could say that you got to know that you're causing him a loss. You think you're doing a great mitzvah, but you're really doing an avera. Right? You're really causing him problems. Right? So this relates to a little bit the Mesillas Yesharim in Parak Gimel, right? Where the Mesillas Yesharim says in Bir Chelke HaZahirus, right? Zahirus is the first midah there, where he says there are two aspects of Zahirus. And he quotes it based on a Gemara in Erevin. 2 days in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel, which we know from Vishamai Beis Hillel Baskol days, right? So that was on Sukkot a couple years ago, this Gemara. So, Noach Lol Adam Shalom Nevra Yoshim Mishanivra. The Gemara in Erevin says, right, better for a person not to have been created. Right? That's what they're Nimnu Vagarma. That's what they decided. That's too hard. The Yachshav Shanivra, but now that we have been created, Yifash Pesh B'maisav. Be Mifash Pesh in your actions. V'yikata Amre, and others say, Yimash Pesh B'maisav. Yafashbesh or Yamashbesh. What's the difference between the two? It says in the Mesillas Yesharim, Vitira, Sheshnei Alashonos Heim Shtei Asharos Tovos Mo'ilos Mo. There are two Asharos that we have here. Kihine, you don't think Mesillas Yesharim has to do with Baba Kama. Hine, Hapishpa Pemaisim, Hulachkar Al Kalamaisim. Pishpush is stage 1. figuring out, are our actions mitzvos or averos? Are they positive or negative? Ula hisponinbo, to think about them. Hanimsa behemasim asher lo yeyasu, are there actions that I shouldn't do? Asher einam holchin api mitzvos Hashem v'chukav, are the things that I should stay away from? Because any avera, obviously a negative act, have to uproot. But then there's a mishmush, not just pishbush, but mishmush. What's mishmush? Hu chakira afilu b'maisim atov v'matzman. To analyzing even the mitzvahs themselves, lachkor v'leros hayesh b'inyanam eze pnia asher lo tova, o eze chilek rashi itztarech lahasira ulavaro. Even within the mitzvahs, is there some aspect that I'm doing it for kavod? Is there aspect that I'm not purely l'shem shamayim? Right. So that's mishmush and pishbush. First two is pishbush is stage one, mitzvah versus avera, and mishmush even within the mitzvahs. So what did Tosfos Seder say? Even if you're doing the mitzvah, you're doing the mitzvah. Kodesh Baruch Hu says you got to analyze it. You got to analyze even the mitzvah. Is this a pure mitzvah? You got to think about the repercussions of what you're doing. You know, there's going to be tamun. You got to think what kind of you want to be a tzaddik, but you got to sometimes you don't want to step on people's toes in that way. Okay. Generally, later on, the Mesillas Yesharim in Parachov talks about sometimes we think we're doing a mitzvah, but we're really not, right? He talks about it in the Tzom Gedalia, right? Gedalia Menachikim. The Navi tells us is the Gemara Maseches Nida says Gedalia was responsible for a lot of the murders in that time period, including his own. Why was he responsible? A fellow Jew, Yishmael, killed him. The answer is because he was warned, and he didn't accept the lashon hara. He says, no, I'm not. I don't accept lashon hara. I'm dalek havschus. He thought he was doing a great mitzvah. What was the answer? The Chazal say, no, he should have. Fine, don't accept lashon hara, but you have to be zahir in it, right? You have to be careful. You think you're doing a mitzvah, and you end up doing an avera. Okay, right. So that's the kamash malan. Next, vasoch eidei sheker nami. Third case, if you hire eidei sheker, ma the tema lema divrei rav divrei tama divrei mishomim. So you might say hiring eidei sheker. You might say you're pater even b'dinei shamayim because after all the svara. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, who you listen to? Ubdin Shrayim Naim, Elol Chayiv, should be totally patur. Kamash Malahan asks the Achronim, asks the Chavos Yair, why is this far just a Havamina? We know that this far is a Maskana. Why is this a Havamina? This is the Svara for Ancient Lech Levar Avera.
Why did you do it?
Right, so what?
No, but the answer is, why did you do it? You thought it was a joke?
The answer is, why did you do it? Why did you do it? You don't like the other guy. So you didn't think they would listen to you, but you know what? No. Can't hurt.
That's your argument for being part of the
initial life? That's the question. I thought he wouldn't do it.
So what? Why did you do what you did?
So why did you do it? Because you're an evil person.
And for that you're not chayiv.
You're an evil person. Just because I'm an evil person, if I don't act on my evilness, I'm not going to be chayiv. If I don't, right, but here I thought I'm an evil person.
Words
are actions. Words, right. But that's why did he do it? He thought there was a chance. But halachically, we might say, Divrei Rav, Divrei Mishomim. So you know, you might say that he's going to be putter. It's the shliach's fault, right? So you say in shliach l'dvar avera. So a couple of answers. So the sma is the one that uses in shliach l'dvar. We mentioned, I think, a week or two ago when it came to Daphne and Bayes earlier, when in shliach l'dvar avera came up, we mentioned three different interpretations of in shliach l'dvar avera in the Mefarshim. What the reasons are? Is it because I don't think he's going to listen to me? That's the sma. Is it because the shliach, the focus is on the shliach, it's the shliach's fault, he did the action, or do you say that it's not nitan for shlichus? We mentioned that from the Shita Lanoz Lami, that averus, you're not a bailam on averus, therefore you can't make a shliach on averus. So the Chavos Yair says that if you say like the sma, that I didn't think you would do it, then here you don't have that claim. Why? Because you paid them. If you hire them, then you know they're going to do it. Right, they're getting money for it. So they're obviously going to do it, so therefore, that's why you don't have that svara here, and that's why it's only a havamina. The mitzvah eisan here asked in the back, also one of the achronim. One second. The Gemara there, if you remember, in Kiddushin said there's an exception where we say that whenever somebody gets hana'ah, right, misasik v'chalavim v'arayis, the Gemara there quoted, if you get hana'ah, you never have a case where one person gets hana'ah and the other person is responsible. So here, the eidim are getting the money, and the Mishaleach is responsible, B'dinei Shemayim. Why should he be responsible? Lo matzinu zenenev zemeschayiv, said the Gemara in Kiddushin Mem Gimel. So it says the mitzvah that only applies to hana'as haguf. Only applies to physical hana'ah, eating, or arayas. Doesn't apply to money. That's a different type of hana'ah. It's a different level of of Hana. Either I testify on his behalf. No, it's well, the not the shaleach, it's for his friend. Right, it's for his friend also. Okay, weiter. Also, if somebody knows Eidus to their friend, they don't testify. Also, what's the Havamina? The Tema Miyamar. He might be able to say, Miyamar to Chiavi Mishadan, Dana, Lei, Have Moda. I'm only one aid. Who says that if I testify about him, he'll be Moda and pay? Dilma Havi Mishtava Lashikra. Maybe he'll swear falsely. Right? Eid Echad is Kam Lashvua, right? Which is a separate Sugya. Eid Echad could be made to be Machayev Yushvua. So maybe he would swear falsely. And therefore, I'm not causing the guy any loss of money, because the other guy would swear falsely anyway. Kamash Bolan, that's the chiddush that you're chayav b'dinei shamayim. Period. Next case. Nivrei Zabalai Lo Shapur Patua Listim. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, if during the night the wall somehow fell down or Listim broke in, I'm going to be patur. So Amar Rabba Vahusha Chatra. When does this apply? Only if the animal tunneled under the wall. That's the case of Nifas Abalila that you're going to be putter, because that's a total onus. He tunneled under the wall and he got out. Avalochatramai, that's how it fell down. Avalochatramai, but if he didn't tunnel under it, then chayif. Then I'm going to be chayif. So hechidam, what kind of wall are we talking about? Elim, because of Bari, are we talking about a real strong wall? So kilochatramai chayif. So if he didn't tunnel out, so why should he be chayif? The wall fell down and it was strong. But I have a little mavid. What should the guy have done? He built a strong wall. So Ella, Kosel Ru'uah, I must be talking about a case of a weak wall. So if it's a weak wall, ki chatra my pater. So then if he tunneled under, why you pater? Tchilaso b'pshia v'sofa b'onesu. Tchilaso b'pshia and sofa was ones. There should be chayiv. So ha, nichlam adamar tchilaso b'pshia v'sofa b'ones pater. Far in according to mandamar, this is pater. That's why you're pater. Ella lamanda amar tchilaso b'pshia v'sofa b'ones chayiv. Aikil ameymar. But if you say you're chayiv, you should be chayiv in this case too. Right? Because it was a weak wall and he tunneled under, so it was an ones. So Ella, you're right. Mastisa b'koso bari b'afi lo chatra. The Mishnah is talking about a case of a strong wall, and no matter what, you're going to be putter. V'chi itmar, the Rabba aseifa itmar. Rabba's statement of tunneled versus didn't tunnel is on the seifa. Hinicha b'chama, the last line of the Mishnah, if you put the animal in the sun. Osha masal l'cheresh adavakatan, or you gave it to a cheresh adavakatan. V'yatzav ezika chayef. In that case, you're going to be chayef. And Amar Rabba v'afilu chatra, even if he tunneled under, you're going to be chayiv. Why? Lo mi boy hechad lo chatra dekula b'pshia hu. Not only if he didn't tunnel under, so it's total pshia, right? Because the cheresh of a katan you gave it to, that's not called a watching. Ela afilu chatra nami, even if he tunneled under, ma v'teima havilei tchilasu b'pshia sofa ba'ones. You might say it's a case of tchilasu b'pshia and only sofa ba'ones. Kamash bolan, this is not sofa ba'ones. Dekula pshia hu, it's all pshia. Why? My taima. To Amarle, because he could say to you, "May the others, you know, to keep him the shavakti b'chama. Since you left this animal in the sun, called titztaka, the iskle lemevid av the benafka. It will do anything to get out of the sun. Even so, that's there's no onus there. There's no onus. It's all pshia, which you should have realized." Next, we're good. Says the commissioner. The Mishnah continue. Hotziu al listim l'sachayavin. If listim took out the animal, robbers took out the animal, then the robbers are going to be chayiv. Says the Gemara Pshita. Isn't this obvious? Very important line. Kiva da afkuha kaimala birshu sayhu l'chol mili. Since the ganav took it out, then it's in their rishus for everything. Rashi. Kiva da afkuha ika mishicha v'shini rishus tavi knuya l'chol mili. Right, Kenyan. Second, why lachomili? They're responsible for the animal damages. They just stole it. Why are they responsible? Right. So this line and this tosas right here. We were ready when we did daf yud aleph. I referred to this tosas. This is the line: kinyani geneva, kinyani gezela. Halachically, there's an automatic kinyan. The ganav takes it out. He is kona it, whether he likes it or not. Even l'chayiv ba'onsin. Tzchiv onsin, it means it's a reflection of bailus. So Tosa says, well, how do you know that? How do you know there's something? Where's the makar? There's kinyani geneva. Tosa says, v'im tomar. Second line of Tosa says, minali dekamer b'shu sayu. How do you know to be mechayiv even what they do damage? Why should I be responsible for what this animal damages? I just wanted to steal it. So after a long Tosa where Tosa discusses, you compare it to a shomer or not? The end of Tosa, 10th to last skinny line, v'yesh lomar. The svarahu. The gazlon nichnas tachas abaylin. Goslin takes the place of the owner. Tekivan shahotzi. This is one of the major sugyas in Merubah. Tekivan shahotzi mirushas bailim shayu chayav mishmirasa. Since you took it out of the rishus of the bailim, who were responsible to guard it? The ain a bailim yichon l'shamra, and they can't guard it. Lafisha nixel amayhem, because it was stolen. Yesh ala gazlin l'shomra. The gazlin has to guard it. Dilein yinizakin ikru bailim kol mi shabiyad l'shomra. You are the bailim. That's what we said in the sugya of ain shamin on daf yad aleph. We don't, but it's a guy of steal something, so he's got to give back. He owns it right away, and he's got to give back a whole new item. That's this line. So once it goes out of your rishus.
Did you mention onsen?
Kaimel Ebershlein, what? I'm sorry?
Onsen.
Right. Nizakin, and if it's kinyanim, it could even be chai for onsen.
Then it's more than the
bottom.
The
bottom
aren't
chai for onsen. What do you mean? Why is it chai for onsen? What do you mean? Shoel? Shoel is chai for onsen?
But he's more than the
bottom. He's nowhere. He has to bear, if an owner has an earthquake, that something happens to his possession. Right? So he has to bear the brunt of that loss.
Right. Okay, I understand what I'm saying. Is
if my animal damages Ba'ones, you're saying, he's going to be putter. Right, so I'm saying, so he might not be worse than the owner. Might be worse than the owner. But if an Ones happens to this,
right,
happens to this item. So says the Gemara, so Pshita, obviously, the Gan of his Chayiv, since he went out of your shows, he's Chayiv on it. So Lotzricha Dekabalab Ape. No, the answer is, what happens if he didn't pull the animal, but if he just stood, he like boxed in the animal into a certain area. So Kihad Amarab, Amarab Mas, Amarav, Hamamad, Mavis Chavir, Al Kamas Chavir, Chayiv. If you're Maimid, if you put your friend's animal on your friend's Kama, you're going to be Chayiv in that case. You take Reuven's animal and you put it next to Shimon's wheat, so then you're going to be Chayiv. So Mar says, Maimid Pshita, obviously, if you put him there, you're going to be Chayiv. So Lotzricha Dekamla Ba'ape. The Chiddush is, even if you don't touch the animal, you just like corner, you stand there, so the animal has to walk in a certain direction, even there you're going to be Chayiv. Tosfos says, fascinating, Tosfos Maimid, this is a case where you're going to be Chayiv. What are you Chayiv for? What's the Chayiv here? Where you put your friend's animal, you force them to eat from the other friend? Shein and Regel, Tosfos says. So it's a case of Shein and Regel, where you don't own it. Where it's not your mamon. It's not your mamon, and it's Shein and Regel. The Divrei Yecheskel expands on this Tosfos. That Shein and Regel, usually it's because of your mamon that did, that you didn't guard it properly. But if you did something more direct, you know, like in this case, you caused him to do it, you could even have a case of Shein and Regel where it's not yours. That's a chiddush of this line. So Amar Abaye Rav Yosef, Abaye says, no, you don't have to say this whole thing. Hechisha Martlan. No, you told us that this case is talking about a case where you hit the animal. The ganav hit the animal and therefore caused it to go. That's why he's chayiv. And also the case of listim is a case where they hit it, and that's why you're a chayiv. So you don't have to say the case is a case of maimid. Period. Masul ro nechaz ro tachta v'chulu. What was the last line of the Mishnah? The next line of the Mishnah. If you gave it to a shepherd, the shepherd takes your place. So again, two major shasugis coming up. One we discussed already. One hopefully we'll discuss another shem more tomorrow. So masul ro nechaz ro tachta. Ami tachta deman. Who does the shepherd take the place of? Ilei matachta de bala behema. Does he take the place? The bala behema gave it to a shepherd. Tanita chadazimna. We already learned that earlier in the Mishnah. Masul shemachinim l'shol and l'sachar l'sachar. Dechul nechaz tachta zabaylim. Same lashon. El tachta the shomer. It must be a case where the owner gave it to a shomer, and one shomer gave it to another shomer, the second one being a shepherd. The shomer kama if delay lagamri, and the first shomer is totally putter. Very important line for the shomer muscle shomer sugya. So lema devi tiyuta derava is a kasha and rava dama rava shomer so asla shomer chayiv. It's a kasha and rava who says you're chayiv. The first shomer is chayiv in shomer shemuscle shomer. He had no allowance to give it to a different shomer. So amalcha rava no my masru leroe lebarzile. What does it mean to a roe? In our Mishnah, you gave it to your student, Roel, your apprentice. So the owner knows. The owner knows if he gives it to a shepherd, the shepherd is going to share it with his apprentice. Ikadamri, or different version, mitaktani masra la roa loktani masra la acher, since it says you gave it to a roa and not to an acher, shmamina. My masra la roa, masra roa la barzile. So it must be, the Mishnah is about a case where you gave it to your student, to urche de roa la mimsa la barzile, ava la acher lo. But giving it to somebody else, you'd be chayiv. Flame Messiah lay la Rava. Let's say that's a proof to Rava. Dama Rava Shomer Shatzal Shomer is Chayiv. The more answer is Amri Lo. Dilma Urcha de Milsek Tani Behu Adin La Acher. Maybe it really meant somebody else, but it just says La Roe because it's that's the normal person that you give it to. Okay, listen back to the Shir on Daf Yud Aleph from Abayis where we discussed the Lumbus of Shomer Semasa La Shomer Chayiv and Pater different reasons. But tomorrow we start off with Shomer Aveda. Tomorrow's sugya is Osek B'Mitzvah Patam and Mitzvah. This big toast was here. We will, Be'ez Hashem, get into it. Okay, we'll stop here.